Penguin Random House Audio presents Tarnished City, The Dark Gifts Trilogy, Book 2, by Vic James. Read for you by Avita J. Prologue. Jenna reined his horse to a halt, and it stamped and snorted in the long blue-black shadow of the trees. He'd pushed the stallion hard. He glanced over his shoulder, back towards the great house. Kynaston glittered in the darkness. He didn't think they'd seen him go. He didn't want any of his family to witness if he succeeded or failed. This was Abby's last chance. He couldn't fail. Despite Jenna's desperate appeal, Father had decreed that Abby and her parents must go to Millmore, banished to the slave town because of her brother's crime. The car would come tomorrow, so Jenna had to get her out tonight. He stepped forward and placed his hand against the softly glowing Kynaston wall. The moss tickled his palm, but he pressed harder until he felt the brickwork beneath his fingers. And summoned by his touch, here it came, the flowing, leaping light. It was as if the mortar between the bricks had turned to liquid gold. Now, Cillian, as the family's gatekeeper, would know he was here. He didn't have long. Jenna had first met Abby at this wall just 7 months ago, when he and Cillian had brought the Hadleys into the estate. Tomorrow, Cill would cast them out again, unless Jenna could do something he had never managed before. As a Jardine, he could wake the gate. Being skillless, he was unable to open it. His heart was in his...